Good morning, everybody, and welcome to 1550 WNTN. I'm John Frassica. Nice to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, and a pleasure to have you here to know that coming up in just a few minutes, I know where I'm about to say it. Yes, I do. James is over at the farmer's market. I knew that's what I wanted to say. Today until 6 o'clock this Friday. He's over there until 6 o'clock. Make sure you head over to the Post 440 on California Street in Nonantum. Up until 6 o'clock, you'll find some great fruits and vegetables, and he's always doing some great interviews with some of the vendors over there. Good morning to Judy Dorr and all the staff over at the farmer's market. Again, putting a great group together on Fridays and on Tuesdays. Days over at Cold Springs Park on Beacon Street. But today, Post 440, California Street in Nonantum, you have until 6 o'clock. And while you're there, say hi to James. He's standing by at the table. Today we're talking about, you know, think about it. If you've looked at your desk or if you've looked at something in your home and you realize that, you know, I've wanted to get to that and you just haven't. Are you procrastinating? Maybe. But there are some other levels of procrastination I think we're going to get into today. And let me say a good afternoon, I should say, and a welcome back to Lorena Prime. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
And I'm sorry. Did I pronounce your first name wrong?
It's Lorena.
I just realized as I looked down,
no
Lorena.
Worries.
I'm sorry. We saw each other a few weeks ago at the golf tournament for the Chamber. That went very well. Very well.
Yes.
None of us won, but very well.
It was a beautiful day, though, and
the
greens at that club were just beautiful.
Let me tell you, we played at Blue Hills. For those of you out there that know the course, it was... John Frassica should not have been allowed on that course. That's all I have to say. It was amazing. It was a beautiful course, but we had fun, and it was for a great cause.
It was.
And, of course, we thank the Chamber for putting that together. But this time, we've brought you in to talk about... we should mention, Lorena is the... productivity expert for Clearly Organized. And it's when I read through the topic we're talking about today, Lorena, I start to realize that, am I a procrastinator or am I doing okay? How do we determine if I'm a procrastinator or not?
You know, I always think of, is it Jeff Foxworthy who says, you might be a redneck if? Well, you might be a procrastinator if. I'm going to start off by saying that everybody procrastinates to some extent,
okay.
So don't feel bad about it.
Okay.
It's kind of the, if it interferes with your life and you're really not getting done some of the things you need to do, that's when you really need to worry about it a little bit more.
Okay.
So everybody does, and there's a statistic out there, it kind of ranges a little bit, but it says about 15 to 20% of people are chronic procrastinators. And if you're a chronic procrastinator, you might need a little more in-depth help. And that's okay. There's plenty of books out there that you can turn to. But if you just kind of are a mild procrastinator, that's really what we're going to help with today.
So what is actually, I mean, it, and I always look at procrastinating as saying, okay, I'll do that. Later. I mean, is that what procrastination is, or is there something deeper?
You know, procrastination, it really is putting off now what you should be doing. It's setting it aside for later. And, you know, when I think about the definition of procrastination, it is to delay and put things off, and you think you're going to do something better now. And really what it causes by procrastinating is you lose self-esteem because inside you feel bad because you know you should be doing something and you're not. So as soon as you tackle that project, you actually have a bump in self-esteem. It's kind of weird, but it's true.
But do we procrastinate for other reasons too? Like... I know what you say about self-esteem, but, and I used to be, years ago, and I guess, I don't know, I guess I'm getting older, but years ago, you know, it was one of those things where, oh, I really don't want to do that. I will till later. Homework or
Absolutely.
Issues like that.
So there's a number of kind of categories that people fall into. So you might feel overwhelmed and you're just not sure exactly how to tackle that task.
Okay.
You might actually know how to do it, but it's a heinous task. You really don't like to do it. And so you put it off. You might be waiting for the right time or the right mood. You might actually, and this one I find a really interesting one, is we know a fear of failure, but also there could be the reason why you're putting something off is a fear of success. Because when success happens, change happens. And so if you're successful at something, something's going to change. So there's a number of reasons why people procrastinate.
And we don't want that change.
It could be. Or the
Even
change,
if it could help us, we might not want to make that change.
Change can be hard, and it switches things. Because if something changes for you, most likely it changes for your spouse, for your family, for your friends. And so sometimes change is hard for us to think about.
Do we do this more at work, home? Do we do it... with friends? Do we like and all my friends are going to say that's what he did. No, I'm just kidding, guys. But I mean, I can't get together tonight because I got to do my hair, or I got to be out with my family. Or is that procrastination?
Yeah, to some extent, but if you know you should be doing a project and you purposely do something else, that's procrastination.
Okay.
But you asked if it's more prevalent at work or at home,
right.
And it's interesting. I don't think there have been necessarily any studies about that, but the thing about work is, I'm going to say as a generalization that at work, you're probably not procrastinating as much because there is a boss, there is a deadline, so there's accountability built right in.
Good point.
At home, really, you know, other than your spouse or if you live alone, it's really hard to have accountability, so it's easier to procrastinate on that stuff.
We're talking today with Lorena Prime. She is a productivity expert for Clearly Organized, and we're going to give out a telephone number and some information on the web that you can find out about Clearly Organized in just a moment. You're listening to 1550 WNTN. I'm John Frassica on this Friday afternoon. So I know that when we look at let's pick home, and that's
okay.
A good place to pick.
Absolutely.
I think, because you're right about the work and home issues, but at home we see that the shed needs to be cleaned out. The snowblower ain't gonna fit in there in the winter because it's just not gonna happen. But I shut the door, I lock it, I walk away, and I go something to, and I head to the garden, or why?
Okay, so nobody would want to do that task because you've looked at the task and you've said already, this task is yucky.
But I know I need to do that,
right,
before November.
So here's what I say, and this isn't going to be rocket science, but here's how you can kind of overcome this procrastination, because first of all, you've recognized it and that's perfect. You have to realize that you're procrastinating before you can do something about
okay.
it. So then you can kind of think about potentially why. In some ways, why doesn't necessarily matter. But why could be, in your case, the tool shed, that's an unpleasant task. So understanding why doesn't necessarily help you actually take action, but sometimes it can help. But really what we're going to boil this down to, and for our listeners out there, John is smiling at me because he wants a solution to this problem, is you have to take action. Again, this is not rocket science. So how do you take action? I divide tasks that you're procrastinating on into two categories. So one is going to be a task you don't know how to do. You're overwhelmed by it. And that's going to be a different solution than a task you know how to do and you just don't want to do it. So let's deal with the task you know how to do but don't want to do it, because that's your tool shed example. So you need to have some sort of accountability. So you know how to do the task, you just don't want to do it. You really need, and here are a couple ideas on how to give yourself some accountability. You need to find a way to motivate yourself in some way that helps you get moving, whether that's your spouse saying, get out there and do it, or whether if you're a single person, it's a friend saying, hey, I'm going to check in on you and see how that tool shed project's coming. Sometimes it helps to make up your own rewards. Now, I don't think this will be a good reward for you, John, but it would be for me. If I put away the snowblower, I can buy a new pair of shoes. So I like that one. So reward yourself, and that might help you get motivated to doing it.
Okay.
You could, I mentioned this earlier, you could have a friend check in on you. Hey, John, how's the tool shed project going? You don't want to report back that you're having trouble with it, so most likely you do it. This is an important one, too. Another kind of way to get you moving on your project is think of the consequence of not doing it.
Okay.
So what do you think would happen if you didn't put your snowblower away? What would happen? What would be the consequence?
Well, it would sit outside for most of the... No, yeah.
It would get rusty, right?
Well, not just rusty. It could get stolen. It
yep.
could get damaged by the weather, yeah.
So I don't know the exact pricing on snowblowers, but I'm going to say...
Not cheap at
$500
all.
To $800,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I ask you, is it worth $500 to $800 to not put the snowblower away?
Yes.
It is. Wow.
It is worth it. It is worth doing.
So it's worth doing
it's
the
worth
task.
Doing it for me. You know, I let me just interrupt though for a second. Here's my issue with this. I look at the shed and I say, to put that snowblower away, and I'm using the snowblower as an example.
Yes.
It's already away, people. Don't
yep.
think it's sitting in my yard. But you know, I look at it and say, before I put it away, I have to drain the gas. I have to clean the oil. I have to do the... And that's what ends up happening to me. It's kind of like... And my wife laughs hysterically because she's like, and you know what? Where is that category here? The one that checks up on you? That's her.
Yes.
And she'll be saying, and I'm not this way. And she laughs. I can... My house, my basement, my workroom, clean. My office, clean. I get to that shed, and it's like kid bikes, snowblower, lawnmower. And that's what bothers me, looking at it to say, yeah. I'm going to have to do all of this to put this away.
You know what? Actually, the way you described it, I love the way you describe it, because one of the things that helps people overcome procrastination is to break it down into baby steps.
Okay.
And you actually did that. You said, well, first I have to drain the oil, and then I have to do the next step, and then the next step. Here's the thing is, I think you've overwhelmed yourself by giving yourself too many to-dos.
Okay.
So what you should try and do, if you can, is think about what's the very next step. So if I said, John, hey, can you drain the oil from your snowblower? Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. So you know what?
I see.
The only thing you have to do today is drain the oil from the snowblower.
I see.
And you can do that.
And then the next day, do the gas.
Absolutely. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're a lot less overwhelmed by taking step one than you are thinking about all 10 steps, right? So by taking step one, by the time you're done draining the oil, you're going to feel motivated and you're moving. And so you're most likely going to go on to step two. But I give you permission to stop after step one if you want, and then
right.
do step two another day.
And does that, it prolongs it by 3 days, but that's now not procrastination because I'm getting the job done sooner or later. It's ending
you
up in
the ship. You are moving forward. And honestly, unless you have a deadline, and your deadline is probably, I'm not sure exactly when for a snowplow,
but
if you have a deadline, then you need to obviously move fast enough so you can meet your deadline. But if it means doing a little bit every day, I'm perfectly fine with that, because all you need to do is start moving forward. Most of this stuff, if you just take the first step, you're on your way. Because isn't there an old physics law, I think it's Galileo, who said a body at rest tends to stay at rest,
yeah.
and a body in motion stays in motion. If you can just get yourself moving and accomplish the very first step, you'll be well on your way.
Lorena Prime joins us today. She's productivity expert for Clearly Organized, and you can go to clearlyorganizedlife.com for more information. We're going to give that out again, so stay with us. So, and by the way, you're listening to 1550 WNTN. Almost forgot where I'm working because I'm so concerned about my shed. I also look and it's funny because I am, and boy, all the I'm like confession here today. The one thing I am is I want to put something back in its place. I am a stickler for that. If I'm working on a project and I'm using a hammer, the hammer goes back in the toolbox, and the people that are working with me go crazy because they say, "John, where's the hammer?" I put it back in the toolbox because I know that's where it's gonna be. So why is it that I can't say, okay, I know this snowblower needs to get done and put it away?
You know, my best guess, and you're a terrific customer, actually, or person to talk with about these issues, because I wrote down while you were talking, homes. Everything needs a home. Really, to be organized, things have to have a place to return to, and that's when you feel really organized. So you're a guy who likes homes. That's perfect. So my best guess on your tool shed is, without having seen it, is your snowblower probably doesn't have a space for the snowblower.
And if ladies and gentlemen, she's an expert. Absolutely. It doesn't. It never finds the same location in my shed every year.
And here's the thing. If you can maybe clean out your shed a little bit, purge a couple items you no longer need, and assign a space to the snowblower, you will have a lot less hard of a time at the end of the season putting that blower away, because it has a home. And you told me you like to put things away.
And that's it. Now, the bikes are hanging. The snowblower doesn't sit in the same place every season. Isn't that funny? Are these the type of things, and tell me yes, are these the type of things that you deal with all the time with people? I mean, when you go in, I'm sure you do private things.
I do.
Meetings too, correct?
Yes.
Is this what you see all the time?
You know, in a lot of ways it is, because you're someone who, if you're out there, you're living with your desk, you're living with your home, and sometimes you just don't notice the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an outside objective observer. I come in. There's no judgment on my part. I just look and see what's going on. And I can point out, hey, there's no home for that snowblower. So really, it's not rocket science, but it is an outside analytical eye kind of just asking you a few questions about what your situation is.
What's the reaction from people? Is it shock? Is it like I'm saying, good for you, thanks for telling me? Or are some people a little bit stand backish saying, hey, wait a minute. This is my house.
Generally speaking, well, if someone brings someone in like myself, they're usually open to making some changes. So if people aren't open, it's not ever going to work. But usually what people say is, wow, that's going to make my life so much easier. Sometimes they say, geez, I should have thought of that. But you know what? Give yourself a break. You're living in that environment. You just don't oftentimes see what's around you. So that's where, again, that outside eye comes in and looks around.
Now, you mentioned someone would have to, they're expecting you to come in, so they're going to work with you. Is this not the type of thing where I should call you if I know someone's having a problem? No, right?
No. Okay. No, because okay. It usually doesn't work out well. Unless you know that person has said somewhere along the way, wow, I could really use some help with getting organized or help with personal productivity. If they've mentioned those words, then you're probably okay. But to just blindside someone with, hey, here's a gift certificate, you need to get organized or you need more productivity help, they're really going to resent that, and they'd resent me. And those are usually, I don't accept those
right,
jobs.
Right, not a good step to take. You know, back to the taking actions part, and I wanted to just touch upon this again about distractions. I know as a kid, and my kids are kids, they're kids, but the distraction process there happens at times too, where you're working on something and hey, look what's on TV, or you, I mean, but as adults, we go through that as well. If I'm working on that snowblower, those steps at a time, as you mentioned, and I turn around and I see, the garden looks like it has too many weeds, avoid the garden for a moment and stay with the project.
Very good. Yes. I call this, if you're in your house, because I see this a lot when people are kind of organizing rooms in their house, is they'll be organizing the living room, doing something in there, and they'll find like a mug that needs to go to the kitchen. All of a sudden, they're running to the kitchen, and pretty soon they're doing the dishes and they're putting the dishes away. I call this room creep, because it's okay. It's a very technical term, room creep. But really what it means is you're doing one task and you get sidetracked by something else. So what you have to recognize right away is when you're outside and you see, oh, there's weeds in the garden, or I should be doing something in the garden. Finish what you're doing first, and then you can take care of that other project.
Could that start a domino effect too?
It could.
That it starts here, I go to the weeds. Now I am in the weeds and I look over and say, oh, look at all the vegetables. And I go
exactly.
Pick the vegetables. Next, it's just a domino effect. I could delay everything I'm supposed to be doing.
And at the end of that, what you're going to feel like is you're going to feel tired because you were very busy. You worked on a lot of different things, but you're not going to feel successful or like you've accomplished anything, because truly you haven't. You've started 6 projects and haven't completed any.
And I'm looking behind me and they're all not done.
Exactly.
How about
now
that?
Now you feel overwhelmed.
Right, because now I still have to finish them.
That's right.
Oh boy, look at the things we're learning today. You know, and I'm joking a little bit here about certain things, but I'm sure there are some people, Lorena, this is an issue for them.
It is.
I mean, it becomes, that project doesn't get done. As you said, $500 for a snowblower. Okay, I didn't fix it. Now the oil broke it because I didn't have enough. I got to go buy a new one. Or I didn't clean that room, but that's okay. I'll just shut the door right now. Nobody will see it. It becomes a real issue, doesn't it?
It does, in a couple of different ways. It's a financial issue, because if you procrastinate, for example, and I see this quite a bit, on paying your bills, you end up paying late fees. And these days, paying a MasterCard or Visa late is like $35 or so. So I see a lot of people who, because they have this habit of procrastination, will delay on things that do cost them money. But also, it's the whole guilt factor, and it's the whole self-esteem. I mentioned that earlier. When you delay on things you know you should be doing, you feel bad. And in order to feel better, you need to take some action.
Something you mentioned the last time you were here that I wanted to touch upon as we come close to closing of our show. Does timing, and how do I put it, keeping appointments and meetings is what we talked about the last time, but does timing mean everything too? I mean, if I start that snowblower, I love picking on my snowblower, if I start that snowblower project at 10 p.m., that's crazy, John, right? I mean, does it make the right times to do things, and then, hey, if I'm showing up to a meeting on time, then I know the next project I'm going to work on, I'll get to, because we're going to leave. Am I making sense there?
You are. So really what we're talking about is everybody has an energy cycle. That's
right.
What I call it.
Okay.
So there's going to be times of the day that you're better than other times of the day.
Okay.
So if we were talking about me, I know that if I'm going to work on something like writing an article or doing something that involves a lot of thought, I better do that between about 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. because after that, I'm just less effective and I can't do it as quickly and I'm not as sharp.
Okay.
So for me, if I was going to do something physical, I would save that for the afternoon or for the evening. So really what you have to ask yourself is, it's okay to to check on the snowblower at 10 o'clock at night. If you're a night owl, go ahead and take care of that. If you're an early bird, then you know what? Go to bed and then wake up at 5 in the morning and do it then. So you need to be aware of when you have high energy to do thought process with your brain, as well as high energy physically.
You know, I thank goodness for my wife, because we just took a trip down, we drove down the East Coast, camped the whole way down to Florida and back.
Nice.
with our children. And I'm the type of person that I could get up at 5 in the morning and I'm going until about 1, and I'm fine. And then I did the driving. Yet she's the type of person that could start driving at 3 and drive till 11 p.m.
There you go.
Me, on the other hand, I need my sleep after 4, you know, that type of thing. So, I mean, that's it. So pick the time you know that you're most ready to do that project.
Absolutely, and it's going to vary for every person. So I'd say if you want to, at 10 o'clock at night, fix the snowblower, send your wife out there and she can do it.
I think she'll say no.
Sorry.
Lorena Prime joins us today. Again, the company's called Clearly Organized. Now, where can people find out more information about you and about your services? I mean, this is outstanding if someone is dealing with this issue right now.
Absolutely. Well, I take people through a 5-stage process that helps them save 1 to 2 hours every day by getting organized and working on personal productivity. And you can learn more about this at my website at clearlyorganizedlife.com or by giving me a phone call at 617-633-2199. I'm going to say it one more time, 617-633-2199, or again, website clearlyorganizedlife.com.
And by the way, I'm sorry.
I was just going to let people know that I do group presentations to kind of train people in one large area, or I can do one-on-one consultations as well.
Okay, very good. So, again, if you've missed any of the information, we have it here at WNTN. Please feel free to give me a call, and I'd be happy to share that with you. But, again, the telephone number, 617-633-2199, and not just about procrastination, but a lot of other things that you can put people together in organizing and such.
Absolutely. I'm all about personal productivity. And when you feel better about what you're working on and you get it done sooner, you can actually have more time to play.
More time to play? Lorena Prime, thank you very much. This has been fantastic. I mean, I think there's a lot of, I've learned a lot about my snowblower, but I think we've learned a lot here because if you're doing this and you're having that guilty feeling of procrastination, you're the person to call.
Thanks so much.
All righty. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap things up. Stay with us. This is 1550 WNTN.